Stanley Patrick Weber was convicted Friday, September 27th, of 11 counts of sexual abuse against four Pine Ridge boys who were his patients. The former Indian Health Services pediatrician was prosecuted by the U.S. Attorney's Office, and the trial took place in the federal courthouse in Rapid City. Weber was previously found guilty in Montana of similar charges and sentenced to 18 years in prison. Stanley Patrick Weber's crimes have garnered national attention, in particular after a joint investigation by PBS's Frontline and the Wall Street Journal earlier this year. In March, the White House announced it was forming a task force to determine how abuse could have happened for 20 years in two states without IHS's knowing about it and stopping it. But jurors heard none of that. They heard from the four Pine Ridge victims, now grown men, as well as three other victims whose testimony bolstered the government's case. U.S. Attorney for South Dakota Ron Parsons says the men's testimony revealed a pattern of predatory behavior.
You know, the evidence at trial came out that these children were, in many ways, groomed by the defendant here. He selected the ones that didn't have family support, the ones that seemed the most vulnerable, the ones that he thought he could get away with molesting. This defendant befriended these people before he raped and molested them. It's tragic, but that's a pattern that we see.
Weber is 70 years old, and he's serving an 18-year sentence for his Montana guilty verdict. He's appealing that conviction, but if he fails, there's a good chance he'll die before serving out that term. Parsons says his team decided to try Weber in South Dakota anyway because the Pine Ridge victims also deserve justice.
They deserved to have their day in court, to have their stories told, to have their truth come out. And they deserved to have a verdict rendered against Stanley Patrick Weber for what he did to them.
Stanley Weber's sentencing will happen a few months from now. For South Dakota Public Broadcasting, I'm Victoria Wicks in Rapid City.